Don't have time to sit there and cry about it. You got to move on. And we're looking to get better. We got to work to get better, fix what we got to get fixed. We got a long season ahead of us. You know, work through the thing. We're looking at every possible way, everything we need to do to get better as a football team, offensively, defensively, special teams wise, and go back to work. That's all you can do. You can't sit there and worry about what happened. You got to use what happened to make yourself better as you go forward. And that's the approach we're taking. And I still have confidence in this football team and what we're going to be able to accomplish heading forward.
What snap judgment of changes do you make this week to improve your defense last week?
Well, first of all, fundamentally, we're looking at a lot of different things. We're looking at obviously looking at personnel. We're looking at we're dissecting every little piece of what we got to do. First and foremost, we got to tackle better. They had a lot of yards after first contact, or when we had opportunities to make some plays and we didn't. And that goes back to fundamentals, and there's just a lot of things we could have done better. You say you wish you could have it back. You can't get it back. We had our opportunities. I thought we got somewhat better as the game went on. And I thought we reacted to some things. We didn't. We had some ridiculous busts early in the game. Some things where we left a couple guys didn't adjust well to a couple motions and that type of thing. But a lot of it was self-induced. That's something we got to get fixed.
Well, you guys can't tackle and hit hard every day in fall camp. Were you guys prepared coming out of fall camp for physical football on defense?
For physical football?
Yeah, tackling has been a problem the last 2 weeks. Is it?
Yeah, you know what? You know what, there you look at the types of teams we played, and there have been a lot of things out in space, sometimes, unless you're doing a lot of full contact, unless you're tackling every single day, sometimes it's hard to prepare yourself for those situations, because you just don't get those situations a lot. You get them in position. You obviously work fundamentally to get your body in right position, your footwork, all those types of things, but you're not always taking them to the ground in fall camp. And yeah, is it in early in the year? That's always a big concern for you, and then obviously as you go along, you also got to evaluate personnel wise and that type of thing as you move forward, and who's going to be better in those positions as the season goes forward. So there's a lot that plays into that, and like I said, the evaluation kind of continues. You got to continue to evaluate your personnel and make sure as a coaching staff you're giving them the best opportunities and putting the guys in the right positions to be able to make those plays.
Why are you not tackling in space as much in August? Just the injury risk?
Well, in my coaching career, we've never. We do in scrimmages, obviously, and we butt receiver. You butt ball carriers up, that type of thing. And number one, you don't necessarily see all the types of motions and. You're not preparing against one particular offense all the time. You're preparing against kind of what our offense does and to prepare you, and you just don't always find yourself in those particular situations. Like I said, you can't really tackle every day. You can't go full go every day. You do up front, you butt receivers up, you butt ball carriers up, you constantly get your guys in position. That's why you got to constantly evaluate your guys as far as getting themselves into position. I always believe that tackling a lot of times comes from, getting your body in the right tackling position over and over and over, not having your feet crossed over, not overrunning the football, always fundamentally evaluating those things. Maybe we didn't do a good enough job of that.
Do you feel like you have enough personnel, talent defensively to compete with some of the Nations League programs?
Yes.
How many tackles did you miss on Saturday?
A lot. No. And the ones that we missed really hurt us. I mean, you know, we a couple of times. It wasn't just one. A couple was, you know, two. And you're talking about a lot of yards after, a lot of yards after. And, yeah, that's part of the, it's part of what some of the spread out offenses do to you. They put you in some one-on-one situations because you have to, you know, there's a lot of things going on. You have quarterback issues. You have quarterback run game, and that's one of the beautiful things about adding the quarterback and having a threat at quarterback to be able to run the football, and having you have to cover the whole width of the field is you're going to find yourself in a few more one-on-one tackling situations than you would probably like.
This week you guys will play one of the better spread minds and mouths on him. How much do you think he's going to really test you guys with the
game? I think we will be tested. I think it'll be a good, kind of a good follow-up to the game we just played. You know, we need to get better in that area. And I think it'll be, you know, it kind of comes at the right time for us to kind of make another jump and evaluate how far we're coming.
You talk about evaluating personnel. How critical are the next 2 weeks in that regard? Would you like to be settled on your defensive guys going to the Big Ten?
Yeah, I don't know much about who we're playing, you know, after this game. I don't know much about them. But in this particular game, you know, the ironic thing about it is, you know, we're playing a lot of these, I mean, very spread out football teams, 10 and 11 and that type of thing. And, we're not, you know, are we going to see that? Probably, you know, not against Wisconsin, we're not. And, then you get in, you know, Ohio State's probably a little more spread out than Wisconsin is. But, you know, that's kind of what college football is today. You got to go back and forth a little bit, and we have to be prepared to do that.
With your background as a defensive coordinator and having the reputation as a kind of a defensive specialist, when you have something like what happened Saturday happen, I mean, do you walk away with your confidence shaken and kind of in what you do?
No, I've been there before, Eric. We've had games like that before, and I know what I'm doing defensively, and we, you know. Last thing I'm going to be doing is shaking my confidence. That won't happen.
Well, you built the program on defense. I mean, 3 years ago it was the best scoring defense in the country. 2 years ago it was top 10. How do you explain the decline in the last 2 years? Not just Saturday nights, but over 2 years. What do you think are the primary causes?
Well, there's a little bit of everything. You know, I mean, number one, college football is changing a little bit as far as. You see a lot of different types of offenses right now. And, week to week, you're going to be challenged in a lot of different ways. And you just got to make sure you execute. The day and age of being able to just shut everybody out all the time probably isn't happening, especially when you're playing the type of spread out teams that we're seeing week to week and, the different kinds of offenses you're playing. There's a lot different challenges that are out there now in college football as far as playing defense. And, we had a couple games last year that you'd want back, but overall we weren't horrible defense. We weren't to the standard I want to be. We've had tough games. Even look at my years, as good as defense as we played at LSU, and you're going to get challenged every now and then, and you're going to have games where you have a rough go of it. It's how you come back from those things that are going to define you in the end. But, our defense is, we have a lot of football left to be played. So let's not make too snap a judgment yet. We still got a lot of football to be played.
As far as that drop off, college football's changing. What else have you seen?
What do you mean?
Well, the drop off in the last couple of years. You said there's several things that go into it.
Well, I mean, your personnel is changing all the time. you know, you have different strengths, different weaknesses. You know, I don't see as marketed drop-off as maybe you do. I mean, there are some games, a couple games, yeah, we had a couple rough go of it, but I feel confident what we can do defensively.
Well, that decline sort of corresponded with the change in conference. That could easily be coincidental, but did you change anything about the identity or the makeup of this defense in changing leagues that hurts you when you face a team against, you know, a team like UCLA now?
Well, you know, it's been an we were in a very spread out conference. Very spread out conference, kind of very similar to what we saw the other day. We were seeing those offenses week in and week out, and then you start moving into the Big Ten, and the teams you got to beat into the Big Ten, you start recruiting a different type. You know, we've been starting to load up more on linebackers and that type of thing, and you know, kind of, you know, get a little bit more ready more for conference play, which, you know, and you start building your system, you start changing some things to be able to offset some of those things, because you're going to see different types of offenses in conference play. And then you come back and you play like kind of the way the start of this season happened, and you're playing a bunch of spread teams. And so you're jumping back and forth a lot. So you have to use your personnel differently. And, you know, it presents some challenges because, you're rocking back and forth a lot.
So in the future, would you prefer to schedule teams that fit more with the Big Ten teams that you'll see?
You know what? You a lot of times you have no idea. It's like the same reason, you don't necessarily want to play a wishbone offense in the preseason, you know, because number one, you know, you don't practice against a lot. Number two, it doesn't really prepare you a lot for what's coming down the road if you're not playing a lot of wishbone teams. It's same in the spread, but you have to be prepared. The interesting part of our league, as I've come to learn it, is especially now that kind of Ohio State's changing into more of a spread, you see a pretty wide variety in this conference. You see a lot, you know, you see some pro style, and then you're going to see, you know, a little bit, probably a couple teams. You know, you look at the Northwesterns of the world, you look at Ohio State, and you got to be prepared to play some spread out teams too.
Well, you coached in the Big 12 and then now the Big 10. Do you see anything in the Big 10 that would lead you to believe maybe why it's been struggling so much the past year and a half?
No, I mean, that's year to year, week to week. Every week's a little bit different. You look throughout college football and to make snap judgments about that, about one conference or this conference, there's a lot of football yet to be played. And there's a lot to be determined yet as to, you know, how the Big Ten's going to fare as the season goes on, and any other conference for that matter.
How's the confidence in the team? Taylor seemed to put it behind him already. He was already looking over next week. How's the confidence in the locker room right now with the?
I think confidence is fine. I think guys are angry, which they should be, and disappointed. I think this team will respond the right way. There's really good leadership and good character on this football team.
Hey, Bo, UCLA offensively, did they do things differently than you guys had planned for a little bit?
No, there were a couple things, but you know, for the most part, that's what we expected.
Did you know going in? The way that they use their backs, a lot of motions, that was going to stress you guys a little bit.
We knew, you know, one of the things that, you know, you look at when I looked at the tips was, you know, we're going to be in some one-on-one tackling situations. We've got to be prepared to make those tackles. We got to make sure we set edges. We got to make sure we adjust the right way. When we did, we were pretty good. Especially early on, you know, as much as fast tempo as we get from our offense, I thought early on in that game, I thought their tempo bothered us a little bit. We practice against that all fall camp. Our offense goes fast, probably even faster than UCLA does a lot of the time. But it's, you know, you get out there and and you have some different plays. You got some adjusting to do. And we didn't do that, especially early on in the game. We let a couple guys go free that hadn't happened all week. So, you know, that's once again part of it. I thought our guys settled in better as the game went on. They settled in. I thought their confidence became better. We started adjusting, you know, easier and better, and the communication got better, and we got better as the game went on.
You're listening to Bo Pelini's weekly press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
Well, I don't think we've played as well up front as I'd like them to. Obviously, we haven't. But you know, it's. Unfortunately, I think the style of offense we've played a little bit has slowed them down almost. You know, we've tried to play a number of different guys. I don't know if we've necessarily, we've been so spread out, and it's been such a different, you know, the just zone read and quarterback runs and the type of things we've seen. I want to get them back to being, you know, coming off the football and being more aggressive up front. I think they're a little bit, to a certain extent, been, you know, not catching, but looking and, you know, kind of we've let the style of offense dictate to us instead of us dictating to the style of offense that we're playing.
Well, you guys are on the D line, you line up a foot or two off the ball. What's the philosophy behind that? And can that take away some of your aggression if you're not right up on the ball?
No. There's a number of different styles. You know, the interesting part of it is, you know, we probably moved defensively on the defensive line. We moved a pretty good deal the other night. And, and we came free a good amount. You just got to make those plays. And, we didn't. We had a number of opportunities. I think we ended up with, like, 8 tackles for loss and 3 sacks. That's 11 lost yardage plays. We had to probably had the opportunity to have almost double that, and we didn't. And that's a little bit of that's a concern of mine, because, you know, the style of play, you know, that, you know, you say that we line up off the ball, and, you know, we moved a lot. We did some things. We got after them pressure-wise. And to get them back on their heels and to get into winnable third downs and that type of thing, you have to make those plays for a loss when you have that opportunity. And we missed too many of those. And then we ended up with a lot of second and mediums, second and shorts. And it is hard to play defense when you get into those positions. And to have consistency and to be able to get off the field and change field position, end drives, do those types of things you need to do. And we had our opportunities, and we didn't do it. We didn't take care of our business. And there's a lot of things that play into that. That's coaching, and that's, you know, it's also making plays out there on the field. You know, I've been a part of games like that. I believe that there's a lot of, it's hard to find a lot of positives when you give up the type of yards we did, but they're, I believe what we're doing is going to be just fine in the long run. I've been through situations like this, and I have a pretty good idea how to fix it.
It sounds schematically like you're getting the guys in the right spots, but it's just, is it a matter of want to get those tackles for losses?
Come on.
Like you're saying?
Want to from our players?
Right.
Let me tell you something about our football team and our football players and everybody associated with our football program. There isn't any more want to out there. I mean, don't start questioning the integrity of our football team. And they're not, believe me, there ain't a guy out there who took that field or ever will take that field for Nebraska who doesn't want to make the play.
You go on the road and you don't play your best, but you only lose by 6 points and you're in the game. Is that something good you can take away? You know, you didn't play your best football, but you're still in the game against a pretty good team?
Yeah, we should have, you know, like I said, I've been sick to my stomach since that game. And because, I felt we should have won that football game. We didn't. And, it hurts. It's hard to live with, but you know what, you move on. You have to. That's part of the deal. It's part of this profession. And I mean, it's sickening to you. But you know, you can't turn back the clock. It's part of the deal.
Taylor Martinez first half, Taylor second half. What was the difference?
You know, I thought he had a couple misreads that hurt us, that hurt him. You know, at the same time, we got to play better around him. We got to help him better play calling wise. We got to do, the players got to play better around him. There's a lot that goes into it, into that position. I know it kind of all falls on Taylor sometimes. It all falls on the quarterback position, but there were some other issues that didn't help Taylor either. So, you know, I thought he played at a very, very high level, kind of like we played the first week in that first half. The second half, he didn't play as well. But I can say this, we didn't play well as well across the board offensively. So that's not going to help your quarterback either.
I think your offensive coordinator felt pressure to burn clock to help your defense in the second half.
Oh, no. No.
What's the plan for Rex this week?
He's day to day. We'll see how. I'm not exactly sure where that's going yet. He's doing really well. You see him. He's feeling a lot more confident. You know, we'll just have to see as the week goes on. You go went into it. We thought it was going to be. I thought he was ahead of schedule. I thought it was a 10 to 20 day injury, somewhere in that range. And you know, it's. You know, that falls more on the doctors and how Rex is doing. He's had a really good rehab, and it's going to have to see how it plays out.
In both those defenses 2 and 3 years ago that were so dominant that you had, what's the biggest difference between where those teams were at and where this defense is at now?
Well, you know what? I kind of find ourselves a little bit into where we were when I first got here, but early on, you know, even part of the second year. And, I thought we got better as we went on, and let's just see how it plays out. You know, I think it's a great challenge that we have defensively right now. You know, both as a coaching staff and as a football team, you know, we got to rise to the occasion. We got to, you know, there's a challenge in front of us, and believe me, it isn't going to be easy this week. This team's a good offense. They have some skill out there. They're going to spread us out. They're going to challenge us in a lot of the same ways we just saw. So they're going to have to be able to respond, you know. I believe our guys. We will.
What happens if you play small and fast personnel in the Big Ten?
Ooh.
If you play the type of personnel that you play in the Big 12 in the Big Ten.
Well, we have been playing that personnel the last couple.
You're bigger,
though. No, not really. You know, we've played, I mean, other than, you know, there were times that we played 2 and 3 linebackers in the Big 12, and there were times that we had 6 DBs on the field. It was kind of the same the other night. There were times when we played dime, and there were times when we played nickel, and had, I believe, just a couple snaps of base personnel with, you know, with Fish and Whaley and Compton on the field together. You know, they didn't give us many big sets. So, I think you got to be ready to play both. I really do. I think, you know, because that's what today's college football is demanding of you, to be able to do both. And at the same time, you know, figure out your personnel, continue to evaluate your personnel as the year goes on, and make sure that you're getting the right guys on the field. And, you know, to me, that's a constant evaluation.
Do you guys like Santos and Anderson? Those guys that you'd like to see more of in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, they had the you know, those guys have been in our plans but you know, trust me when I tell you, there's a lot of things that you know, to get those guys, they don't have a lot of experience, and at the end of the day, you got to put the guys on the field that you feel confident are able to handle all the things that are going to be thrown their way on game day. And have enough understanding to go out and execute.
And be in the audience for Tim Conway's limited.
They're going to continue to get their shots.
Are you able to simplify? simplify the scheme to the point where you can expedite a freshman's learning curve, you know, to get a guy out there sooner than ordinarily he would?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily the scheme. I think it's a little bit of today's college football. And there's a lot that goes into defending some of these offenses, you know, and with the quarterback and the spread, you know, a lot of things, you know, if you're lining up against I formation and you're lining up against two tights and that type of thing every single day, that's a lot easier to get a guy ready. You know, when you there are a lot of responsibilities and understanding that has to go on of not only what you're doing but why you're doing it to put yourself in the right situations. And that's why I think as the year goes on, you know, we've tended to get better and have played against other teams. My defenses have always tended to get better as the year's gone on.
In the fourth quarter, were they defensively kind of daring you guys to throw and taking away the run?
I don't know about that. I thought we had some opportunities in the passing game, and we still had the run game available to us because we had timeouts left. And, you know, I'm not going to sit there. I'm not one to second guess. I thought, you know, because we had opportunities, and the problem is we left some big plays out there. We did.
Well, I've got a coaching profession question. Uh-huh. After the first week, the University of Houston fired its offensive coordinator. Yesterday, Brett Bielema fired his offensive line coach after the second week. Can you fathom that? Did you ever imagine doing something like that in the middle of the year?
Well, I don't know anything that goes into that. So, you know, what caused those things to happen, I have no idea, you know. But, you know, I couldn't foresee. It'd have to be some extreme circumstances for me to ever consider doing something like that.
Theoretically, is that just kind of a concern for the whole profession that those kind of things are?
Yeah, you know what though, it's a highly intense, high pressure profession, and you know, different people respond in different ways to the realities of what we got ourselves into. Yeah, you know, that's like I said, I would anticipate there were some pretty extreme things that went on there for something like that to have happened.
But what did the film show you about how your offensive line played?
I thought the offensive line did a pretty good job. You know, We had some breakdowns, you know, especially in the second half. We didn't play particularly well at a couple positions that I'm not going to talk about that hurt our running game. But I do believe that's very fixable.
Did experience show at all? Just the fact that you had some young guys out there, and I mean, frantic
offensively?
Nature. No, just on the offensive line because of making adjustments and.
No. I thought the inexperienced guys for the most part played pretty well.
Kevin Williams got a lot of snaps. How do you do?
I thought Kevin did some pretty good things at times. I thought for his first kind of big go out there, I thought he did some good things. He was, you know, he got off some blocks. He was pretty active. He didn't transition into his pass rush as well as he's capable of doing, which happens a lot to a young guy. I thought for his first go, he did okay. And I think he has a chance to keep coming.
Could you see his role expanding going forward? Is he one of those young guys?
Absolutely. You know, him and, we're going to keep expanding the role of Curry. We're going to keep expanding the role of Avery Moss. That needs to happen.
What's Valentine's status? Is he possibility for playing time?
Probably not. We're looking at Redshirt and Vincent, and just kind of the way we were hoping. But I think he's going to benefit a lot from an off season, from a developmental standpoint here in his first year. But I think in time he's going to be a tremendous football player for us.
Mullins in the same boat, too.
Yeah.
Do you want, I mean, when you say your defensive line was catching or almost catching?
Not catching. I just don't think they were, you know, like I said, you know, you play these. We weren't attacking enough and getting off blocks the way I think we were capable of getting off blocks.
Anything else for Coach?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.